This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. Local government officials say they and their colleagues are pretty darn ethical, but boy, do they feel differently about state officials. Those are some of the findings in the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey by the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. Joining us is Tom Avaco. He manages the center, which we call Close Up for short. Let's start with how local leaders view ethics among their colleagues in cities, villages, county governments. What'd you find?
Yeah, mostly local leaders have pretty high opinion of their colleagues in local government across the state, and especially so in their own jurisdiction. So when we asked how ethical they think local leaders act in office, 70% said that they think local leaders across the state are either very or mostly ethical in office, although only 15% there said very ethical. For other leaders, 50.
That's kind of a concern right there.
Yeah, it is a bit. It is a bit of a concern. You know, if the goal is perfect ethics, which it probably should be, this is below that. When we asked about other local leaders in their own jurisdiction, the people they're most familiar with, opinions are the highest. 88% think that their colleagues in their own jurisdiction are very or mostly ethical. And their 53% say that they are very ethical. Another 35% say mostly ethical.
So when you ask these same local officials about state government officials, they had a very different view. Fewer than half of them think state legislators are very ethical or mostly ethical. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and in fact, they're probably the biggest concern is with state legislators. Local leaders, only 5% of local leaders think that state legislators in Michigan are very ethical. That's certainly a concern.
Now, they know these folks for the most part. I mean, local officials deal with their state legislator all the time. Do they know something we don't?
Well, that's the question. That's one of the reasons that we do these surveys, is that we think local leaders are a little bit more plugged in to state-level issues than typical citizens are. And, you know, of course, a lot of state legislators started their career in local government. So, yeah, local leaders across the state do know state legislators probably better than most of us do. And this is a concern that they have, you know, relatively low levels of belief in ethics at the state level.
So quickly, what are the rest of the numbers there?
So we also asked local leaders what they think about state executive branch leaders, and a little higher opinion compared to state legislators. 57% of local leaders think that executive branch leaders in Michigan state government are very or mostly ethical. So that is kind of, you know, middle of the path.
Now, there's one caveat to all this. You found there is some partisan politics behind those views of local officials about state officials.
That's right. Of course, Michigan's state government is controlled by the Republican Party, certainly the executive and legislative branches. And what we found is local leaders who are Republicans themselves tend to have a higher opinion of state government currently compared to independent and Democratic local leaders.
So, imagine that.
Yeah, it definitely filters through. I think there are some similarities there if we ask public opinion similar questions.
I was surprised to read in your survey that almost a third of the local officials say they have no formal code of ethics in their jurisdictions. First, of those who do, what's generally covered in a code of ethics?
Well, they're pretty diverse, I think. We looked at a range of these from local governments across the state, and they can cover a pretty wide range of issues, including things like conflict of interest, whether or not local leaders can accept gifts, whether or not they can take honoraria, free food and travel, and so on. So these codes of ethics can be pretty broad.
So why did nearly a third not have any code of ethics?
Well, that's a concern. We don't know exactly why we didn't have space on the survey to ask why or why not they had these. But and in particular, probably the biggest concern is in the biggest jurisdictions, 29% don't have them.
Wow.
And these are the places that are, you know, the most professional, and we would expect probably to see these.
If many of these local officials don't think the state officials are all that ethical, do they have ideas to fix that concern?
Yeah, we asked if they would support strengthening a range of policies on ethics, and there is overwhelming support to strengthen a number of different ones. Currently, state legislators in Michigan are prohibited from receiving honoraria, payment from an outside group. We asked local leaders if they think that should be extended to state executive branch leaders, and overwhelmingly, they think that should happen. We asked if there should be annual caps on gifts, free food, free travel, and so on for executive and legislators. Overwhelming support to do that.
Also had an opinion about revolving door.
Yes, exactly.
Which is basically legislators leaving the office after their term limited or lose an election and becoming lobbyists.
That's exactly right. And 70% of local leaders think that there should be revolving door policies for both the executive and legislative branch for Michigan state government.
Tom Ivacco manages the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lester.